Now, if you're Aleph, we're up to eighth line. We learned in the Mishnah, you're allowed to harvest based on shlachim of the valleys, but you can't do Gedisha. Now, the reason you could do those things is because you can't, they're not eligible to be brought for the Omer. And we said, it's like Rav Yehuda. What are you going to say? So, by I said, Chodesh, a person is bottle. Chametz, a person is not bottle. Rav said, Rav Yehuda is a kasha. Rav Yehuda is not a kasha? Of course. Rav Yehuda is no kasha, as we answer. Rav Yehuda is also not a kasha. The whole reason he's searching for it is to burn it, so we're not worried he's going to come to eat it. Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda is also not a kasha. It says, Kemach v'koli tanan. But this, the Rashi said, is really a mistake. That's very good. From Kali and onwards, where it's roasted. But up to Kali, what are you going to say? And if you're going to say he's doing it by hand, like Rava, and we said, like Rav Yehuda, what are you going to say? And the Rashi is a mistake. Wherever he's not boidel, is Rav Yehuda Geizer, said in the Mishnah, a person should not make a hole in the form of an egg and have a drip oil and put it next to the candle, because even over earthenware, view this matter. So when it says over there, because the Chum the Shabbos, the person is separate. We ask a Kasha Shabbos on Shabbos, because it said a rope of a pitcher that ripped should not tie it, it should only make a bow. Either says he wraps it with a belt or with a garter belt, and as long as it doesn't make a bow. Kasha Rida Rida Kasha Barabanan. The Rabbanan is not a kasha, oil with oil get mixed up, and Yivik Shira doesn't get mixed up. Rav Yehuda is not a kasha. The reason Rav Yehuda is not because he's goes on Yivat Kshira, it's because he holds on Yivat Guf itself as Kshira. We have a kasha Rabbanan because we learned in the Mishnah, you're allowed to tie a pitcher with a belt, but not with a rope. Rav Yehuda's matter with a rope. What type of rope? If you can say a rope to Alma, Rav Yehuda's matter kesher kiyami. The Vadek has come to Mivatlet. And Pshita is speaking of the Gardi of a weaver, Chamber Geyser. The rope of a Gardi ought to a rope to Alma. Scissors, yeah, a rope. With a rope, you might come to exchange. A bow, with a knot, you're not going to exchange. For example, wherever your boidel review does not go, is there, we said, the b'chor that has got blood, is full of blood, and you have to let it, and even if he dies, you're not allowed to be makas. That's a review the shita. Chama say, could do a cause as long as you don't make a bone. So when it says over there, it's different, because a person is very bold and scared of his money. The more it continues in Amid Beis. So we say, if you're going to allow him to do it in a place where you don't do mum, he might do it in a place where you do mum. The one says, for care, if you're not going to matter, it will be even more. And he might come to do it. Fregmar, do we say, according to Rav Yehuda, Adam Bala online, Rav Yehuda said, you're not allowed to comb him on Yantiv because he makes a chavur, but you're allowed to use a makatsvin, which is wider teeth. Chama say, it can't be makadin, even not makatsvin. And when what's kiddur, what's kiddur? Kiddur is small ones, it makes a chabura. Kids, if it's big ones, it doesn't make a chabura. So where it says over there, if you leave it, it will die. We say Adon Bala Amayna. Here, if you leave it, it's a tzar ba'alma. We don't say Adon Bala Amayna. Peter says, what's the difference of chumas that he's geizer and why is kids that he's not geizer? Bread with bread, you might come to exchange. Kid with kids, if you're not in exchange. The Mishnah says, Rebbeinu says you can eat the whole fifth hour, you can burn in the beginning of the sixth. Peter says you eat the whole fourth hour and you're hanging the fifth hour, you know, and you burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. And Peter said even more. Two chalas of tayt that are posted lying on top of bleachers. As long as they're lying there, anyone can eat it. One of them is taken, you leave it hanging, you don't eat, you don't burn it. They both were taken, everyone started burning it. Gamliel says, chulin gets eaten the whole fourth hour and truma the whole fifth hour, and you burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Learned over there, the Mishnah one says in the second day of the month, and the one says the third day of the month, but they say it on the same day of the week. The eighth is his kind, because this guy knows the month was an extra day of Rosh Chodesh, was the second day of Rosh Chodesh. One thinks that it's not. One says the third day, one says the fifth, Eidus is bottle. One says the second hour, one says the third hour, Eidus is kind, because I make a mistake with 1 hour. One says third hour, one says the fifth hour, the Eidus is bottle. This is Rashi. The Eidus says Eidus blimes. One says the fifth, one says the seventh, then Zicha Eidus bottle, because the fifth hour, the sun is in the east, seventh, the sun is in the west. Abai said, if you want to say, according to the main, a person is not making a mistake at all. According to view, the person makes a mistake by half an hour. According to the main, a person doesn't make it at all, because the story was either as the second hour left to the third hour. And that's when it happened. And when he says the second hour means the end of the second hour, and he says the third hour means the beginning of the third hour. According to view, the person can make a half-hour mistake. Story happened half an hour after fourth hour. And this, the one that says third, means the end of the third, so it's the beginning of the fourth. Fourth is a half-hour backwards, a half-hour ahead. And one that says the fifth hour says the beginning of the fifth hour, and he's making a mistake a half-hour before, which is 4:30. Some say, when you want to say, according to Rebbeinu, a person makes a toast on a drop. According to Rebuda, a person makes a toys on an hour and a drop. According to Meir, a person makes a mistake, a drop. The story here happened either at the end of the second hour or the beginning of the third hour. One of them makes a mistake by a drop. According to Rebuda, a person makes a mistake by an hour and a drop. Story happened either at the end of the third hour or the beginning of the fifth hour. And one of them, each one makes a mistake of a shah or mashah, an hour plus a drop. This is the end of Daf Yud Aleph.